Blog Talk Radio.
To find that song, you got a tune in your head. You heard it in 1954. You're trying to recall the words, and all the words I can remember were "come, come." And I tried to find that song. I couldn't find it anywhere. Luckily, I went to the Fountain of Knowledge, a girl who is still reminiscing of the 50s. It was the happiest time of her life. And and every day she relives the 50s. Beautiful. So she knows all the oldies but goodies. You heard the bass singer. You heard the soprano singer. You heard the harmony. That was all hallway harmony. That was street corner harmony. That's when rock and roll belonged to the kids. It wasn't a commodity where people could make big money and ruin the lives of so many. You look at Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston was happier at 13 years old singing for God than all of the glory she gained after that. And what does Jesus say? What does it profit a man or a woman to gain the world, but suffer the loss of their immortal soul? A forgiving God, I'm sure, welcomed in Whitney. And she sings in the choir in the clouds now, along with other great entertainers. Bobby Darin comes to mind. If Bobby Darin was alive today and with his heart problem, he wouldn't have a problem. Medicine has made some great advances. But I think this cure for cancer is a ripoff. I don't think they ever want to find the cure. They're like the dinners. They're like the dinners in the testimonials. But what are you going to do? You know, you got to roll with the punches. You saw Donald Trump rolling with the Colorado clobber, right? How's that? A million pro-Trump voters turned out, and they couldn't get one delegate. They weren't allowed a delegate. Did you see that there was a chart on Fox? Who hates Trump, by the way? But you know, sometimes they got to give him. They got to give him his just desserts. And they had a ballot by the numbers, and each number represented either a Trump or a Cruz, a delegate. You could pick a delegate. And the number was 378 for Cruz, and the number was 379 for Trump. So what do you think they did with the 379? They made it 378. So there was two 378s on the ballot. You think we're getting a fair shake? You know, I think Stalin had fair elections. You look at this Democrat side. The Democrat Party, they're for the little guy. The Democrat Party, they're for the black man. They're for the Latino. They're for the oppressed. They're for the persecuted gays. They're for everybody. But on the platform, there's only two old white people. where's the Latino? They're not ready. They're not ready for the big time. Well, we just had a vanilla fudge president. I mean, at least he was half black. No, only Bill Clinton is the real black president. Oh, what a bunch of suckers we are. And I'm telling you, Stalin had more competitors when he ran for election. And you know what his saying was, right? It doesn't matter who votes. It only matters who counts the votes. And that's what they did in Colorado. And that's under instructions from Reince Priebus, that walking disease. Yeah, I went to the doctor. He told me I had a case of Reince Priebus. I says, what's the cure for? Says there's no cure. Just leave it alone. It'll fall off. It's unbelievable. Okay. So, having said that, tonight we got to bring forth the sunshine. And so that's why I chose to make my show tonight. Three words. Trump is love. Oh, how the media hates him. They hate him. When you see rhinos teaming up with commos and teaming up with the media, who watches NBC? You gotta have a death wish to watch NBC. Nothing but communists. Who watches CBS, the communist broadcasting system? Who watches CNN? I went out and I did a criticism of fixed news. I call it fixed news now. They threw conservatism out the window. But conservatism also threw conservatism out the window. Yeah. Now that the C stands, now the con and conservative stands for con job. Yeah. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, real conservatives were anti-communist. Show me one conservative today who's anti-communist. Mark Levin can't say the word communist. He calls them, he goes back to 1945. He calls them Islamo-fascists. Communism is alive today, and you're going to find out very soon. You're going to find out that this country, ready for this shocker? Is 40% communist already. You do away with welfare and you'll see Soviet troops in the cities. Yeah. We're in trouble. You have no idea how much trouble we're in. We got more spies in the government than we ever had before. You got a private Manning who leaked, I think it was 200,000 emails that were classified. And Private Hillary did the same thing, but she only did 11. But Manning, a private, with top secret clearance, a private, blogged 200,000 emails. You don't think somebody died? Somebody's name was on a piece of paper? They got a knock on the door? And then you got... Then Private Manning had a sex change operation. And he's now a Chelsea Manning. He wants to stay with the Clintons. It's unbelievable. I'm going to jump to a tune, catch my breath. I usually play the Dirty Boogie. It's the Democrat love song. But I'm going to find something different tonight. Oh, here's a nice one. We started with doo-wop. I'll give you a million to one. That's the odds in Colorado of getting your Trump vote in.
A million to one. The odds were against.
Keeping with my theme tonight, Trump is love. I just went in to get a drink of water, and the Fox is on, and they're showing all the rats. The jerk from NBC, I can't remember his name, and he's saying, he's talking to Trump, he's saying, aren't you inciting violence with your rhetoric? Yeah, he's got rhetoric. Yeah. And Bernie Sanders is saying, seize everybody's bank account. It was over $85. It's unbelievable. And they're all in, pretending to be Trump's friend. They're all stabbing him in the back. But you got to tell you something about Americans, the ones that are left in this country. Americans love an underdog, and they try to level the playing field. They despise bullies and big government. Most of all, rigged elections. The daggers that cut the most are the ones that get last stab. And I saw Rush Limbaugh sticking the knife in Trump. So I've now named him Porky Limpabough. And he thrust last. He's like the matador hiding the sword behind the muleta. And they're lining up the bull's legs, so that he's standing even, so that they can go right over the top of the bull and into the heart. Yeah. He gets up before, no one works. Let me see. No one outworks El Trumpo. He gets up before roosters and only needs 4 hours sleep. He does 3 states a day for no pay. and I just saw a Ted Cruz. I was hoping for a Trump Cruz ticket. I thought that would be good, but I don't see it in the cards. And I'll tell you why. I think Trump would be amenable to it, but I think Cruz thinks he's going for the gold. And he's talking about Donald Trump and his rhetoric that's inciting violence. All the communists hit all of Trump's stops. They went in there. They're under orders from the Communist Party. They have to stop Trump. And I think the communists are giving rhinos the same orders. It's unbelievable. But they're all out against Trump. They can say anything they want, but their job is to stop Trump. So, I have come to the conclusion. Cruz's middle name is Siesta. He is not going to outwork Trump. I think Limbaugh said that Cruz is outworking Trump. Ain't nobody going to outwork Trump. He's been in three states in the same day, and then he went home to New York. He's a dynamo. I don't know where he gets his energy from. I'm waiting to see him clutch his chest, but he doesn't. He does three states a day for no pay. And what's speaking of no pay? Who's minding Ohio? This governor, I haven't seen him in Ohio since he went on the campaign trail. Who's minding the store? And he's only there because he's been ordered to stay there by Arianz Priebus. If you get that on you. And he's been told to stay there and suck up time and to slow down Trump so they can cheat him out of 1327. You know, if it comes down to 1326, you know that they're going to call for, Trump's going to call for a recount. I just hope everybody's paying attention. And now the Trumpites, they have to go underground because they're being singled out. One guy said that his committee leader knocked him off the candidate list because he was voting for Trump. Did you see that guy burning his Republican registration? Yeah. He said a million Coloradans aren't going to stand for it. And there's supposed to be a rally this weekend. That's a crime, man. You made all these people listen to all this BS. You made them go to rallies. You made them hold up signs. And then you don't let their vote count. Who's kidding who, man? Russia has better chances of elections than we do. So, my poll says Fix News is going down big time. The C no longer stands for conservative. The C stands for con job. Fix News last night showed all the communists rioting at Trump rallies. This is a brainwash. I don't know why nobody from Trump's organization hasn't infiltrated these Move America into the Garbage Can organizations and found out the game plan. You got to get better intel, Donald. I thought your intel was pretty good, but you should be infiltrating these organizations. So anyway, you don't wait for the FBI to do it. They're still checking on Benghazi. Trump stands alone against the demo commos. He stands alone against the rhino rats and the brainwashing communist-like media. O'Reilly is so obvious he's become pathetic, pretending to give Trump big brother advice, then trotting out Bernie Goldfish and Sour Krauthammer to ice pick Trump the Magnificent. It is like a Colorado election. You remember Colorado, the home of the trench coat mafia in politics, the legalized pot to heroin industry. They're going to be number one in the country for pot sales. How's that? You don't think the Mexican cartels are setting up in Colorado? Can I get 5 bales of weed? It's for my seeing eye dog. He has glaucoma. Welcome to the drugged state. not only can you get a heroin fix, you can get an election fix. And on Fox, Whoopi Kelly is on her way out. Her legacy is a damaged, no longer trusted Fox News. If you want a new deck in office, it has to be Trump. Along, but it can't just be Trump. Along with Trump, we have to replace every senator and congressman who's up for reinfection. We got a bad crop, folks, and it's time to turn the bad crop over. Bartender, champagne, and play a welcome to the troops coming home. Let's see if we got any news we can talk about. What does early childhood, why does early childhood education matter? As long as it's not brainwashing. Obama just threatened to permanently cripple, this is one spiteful bastard, the United States. Grass tops, we'll see what Grass tops has to say. Yes, he actually said it. The left-wing Politico just reported that Obama's been working the phones with nearly two dozen Republican rats and is threatening long-term damage to the judiciary unless Republican senators slave into his demands. But make no mistake, they're nothing more than a reaction to the immense pressure that folks like you have been putting on Senate Republican rats with your blast faxes and your phone calls. Beautiful. I love it. I love being an American. I have a bit that I do. I love this country. Everything free. I have 9 social security numbers. I own a house on the Lake Munchkin, next to Reverend Wright. It cost me $5 million in food stamp. Food stamp. Yes. I love it. I'm going to buy another home in Indiana because I want to see the moonlight on the Wabash. Yeah, we're in trouble. You know, the Chinese are building a city in Idaho, and it's top secret. I said to Jimmy from Brooklyn, called me today. He's totally upset. He says, Tom, you know what they're doing? How would you like your kid to go into a bathroom and stand next to a 7-foot woman who's had a sex change? And I said, Jimmy, we're losing. He goes, you're not kidding. We're losing. It's really sad. And North Carolina is going to be punished for trying to stay free. And you know what? Everybody I talked to was talking about moving to North Carolina. I said, oh, those poor North Carolinians. They're going to get all these New Yorkers down there. They're going to go nuts. They're going to kill them. As soon as they get in there, kill them. Now, there's a lot of 911 New Yorkers, and I got to pay a tribute to 911 New Yorkers. We lost 343 firemen who died to save against hopeless odds. Osama bin Laden was shooting for 100,000 dead Americans on the streets of New York, and he got 3,200. The press will tell you, and the communists will tell you, he only got 2,900. But I count the 200 pro-life babies who died with their pro-life mothers. And those pro-life babies should be named by the families and put on the wall next to mom. That baby died with mom, and that baby's name should be with its mother. But you know, the politically correct people run the country. The minority, the 2%. And one day that crap's going to end. And it's going to end badly. It's going to end badly. So, let's see what we were talking about. We were talking about the 911 New Yorkers. If you see the video shots I put up tonight, you will see a collage of I think it's maybe 40, mostly Navy SEALs. They're the guys that died in the chopper crash, CH of 47. That was a setup, an ambushed. And we screwed up big time, but we cover up big time. One thing about us, we may screw up, but we know how to cover up the screw up. Yeah. And those guys all went down. And they couldn't find the black boxes. And they had to be cremated. Now, why were they cremated? Were they shot while they were on the helicopter by the 8 Afghanis who came off the helicopter and were replaced by 8 other Afghanis? Oh, well, we'll get to the bottom of it. Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of it. Yeah, sure we will. You can't even find Hillary's emails. Give me a break. The State Department released a few more today. Yes, and they gave out free lollipops to the FBI. It's unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. Okay. Trump walked into the 911 museum. Did you hear about this? He walked in, and when he left a check for $100,000. That's what I was talking about, 911 New Yorkers. So, we lost a lot of people that day, a lot of innocent people, a lot of people who went to work, and maybe they were too busy to kiss their husband goodbye. And a lot of housewives thinking about what they were going to make for dinner. And daddy didn't come home. Daddy didn't come home. Daddy was murdered by Muslims. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something about Muslims. There's no such thing as radical Islam. Radical Islam is a BS term that was made up by communists and rhinos and essos. You know what I'm saying? They made that term up to soften the blow. Yeah, there's no such thing. You can read the Quran from back to front. And the word radical is nowhere in there. What's in there is Shahadi. Shahadi is a martyr. It is a Muslim saint. It is the one who goes to paradise to get the 72 virgins. 80 with a coupon. And he has given up his life on earth to get his great reward from Allah, because he died for Allah. And Allah is so happy, he's going to give him 72 virgins. My version of the 72 virgins is God's going to say, why are you here? Said, I committed the jihad. He said, but why are you here? I gave my life for you. You weren't scheduled to die till you were 93. Why are you here? Who's taking care of your family? I left that to the people down there. What are you going to do with 72 virgins? You blew your thing off. We're in trouble, man. We're suckers waiting for the next punchline. So Donald dropped $100,000 as a donation to the 911 memorial. 911 New York has come from all over the country. The day those people were jumping, and you never saw the real film of the people jumping out of the windows. There wasn't just one or two. I seen films. You ever see chopped meat in a suit? And you know the chaplain who was the first to respond with the fire department that was the first to respond. Somebody fell on him from a rooftop, and that's how he died. I believe that's the story. And they carried him out. And you know the first thing that the communist rat said about the chaplain who died on 911? They said he was gay. Now, the same people who are against gay bashing labeled this a Franciscan priest who can no longer defend himself. They labeled him gay. Who cares if he was gay? He died for his country, he died for his flock, and he died in the name of God. But that's how the communists work. They play everybody against each other. A sucker's born every second. We're in trouble. And it got worse. You know who else exploited the death of Father Michael Judge? Hillary Clinton. You know what she did? They were assembled. The firemen had formed an escort for Father Michael Judge to go into the church for a funeral mass. And he was a Franciscan, so the Franciscans led the way. And just as they were about to go in, a CNN truck pulled up and out jumps Hillary. And she starts to shake the hands of the firemen. And she's being filmed. And you had to see the look of disgust on the firemen's faces. Some of those guys were in their work clothes. They had just come from the dig site, only to pay their respects and go back to the dig site. And one of them turned his back on her. And I said, you watch. She was running for senator at the time. You watch. She's going to use that to run either for the Senate or the presidency. She's going to use that clip. But she never did. She must have got the word, you better not. Yeah. But that's how the rats with no hearts exploit. What did Rahm Emanuel say? The one that's killing all the black kids in Chicago? Huh? Never let a good crisis go to waste. Just pile those black bodies up over there because we're looking out for the black guy. Yeah. Oh, wake up, America. You're being screwed, blued, and tattooed. It's unbelievable. Trump has also done other good deeds. He was broke down somewhere, I think in the Southland. And by the way, the Southland likes Trump. And that's kind of hard to be a Yankee, right? And go into the Southland and get praised. Alabama came out for him, and they really liked him in Alabama. And he also got votes in Louisiana, but somebody gave them to Cruz. Yeah, here's some more for you, Ted. Lion Ted. He named them right. He did. Wait till the bubble bursts on Lion Ted. And now he's calling the RNC liars. And I tell you, every time he labels somebody, it sticks. Remember, what's his name? Little Marco? Oh, man. And Jeb? No energy, Jeb? Oh, Mr. Trump, you can't say things like that. You're knocking off all the competition. Okay. I'm doing a salute to the 911 New Yorkers. And they came from every state in the union on 911. And one of the greatest of those 911 New Yorkers is a guy named O'Neill, who's from Montana, I believe. And he put three rounds into Saddam, Bush hung Saddam. Yeah, and he's buried on Sandal Hill. Osama bin Laden. Oh, and by the way, when the towers were coming down, you know what they were saying? That Osama took out the World Trade Center because there were a lot of Jews there. But do you know what Osama says about Jews? He says every American taxpayer is a Jew, meaning it's open season on all of us. Shalom, baby. Yeah. Unbelievable. Okay. So the guy's name was O'Neill. He was from Montana. And he had a bit much to drink, and he was in his car. But the car was in a shopping center with the engine running, and he was sleeping in it. State troopers, or the local sheriff's people, they arrested him for DWI. All they had to do was turn the ignition off and say, thank you for your service. Get well. But no. Even down at the ground dirt level, it's all sneaky politics. So let me go back to a tune, and we'll give you Roy Orbison, who never should have been on stage with Bruce the Rat Springsteen. Broke my heart today, I saw that. You got everybody sings, oh, Bruce Springsteen, he sings Born in the USA. We love that. It's so patriotic. Go to the second verse. Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. Hey, Bruce, that guitar's about the right size. Why don't you insert it?
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou. Where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. My baby again, and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, gonna stay on Blue Bayou. Hurting inside.
This is from Western Journalism. The headline is, Trump just revealed three absolutely mind-blowing names he considered for VP. Governor Kasich, Senator Marco Rubio, and even Wisconsin Scott Walker. I don't believe him. He picked them because he knows they won't accept it. Ben Carson, first lady up with a comment. Ben Carson is the one. That's right. Trump Carson would be a great ticket. It would be a great ticket. Not only would he destroy the rhinos, he destroyed the demo combos too. I like that ticket. I like Ben Carson. He's got class, man. He's got American class. And Shirley agrees with Jacqueline. She likes Carson too. And D. Potter says Trump would need a politician because he's stupid. He would need a sharp VP. I got news for you. The last thing Trump wants is a politician. What do you consider a politician, D? You mean Trump can't be a politician? He doesn't know how to stick his hand out and say the envelope, please. Pamela says, I love the idea. To me, they remind me of Scooby, Dr. Carson, and Scrappy do. Yeah, all the elitists are very, very harsh. And D is calling him a bastard because he mocked Marco till he finally lost his temper. But you don't think they're putting the envelope on Trump? And Margaret says, are you still pushing Cruz down our throats? He's such a greasy-looking fellow. These are all women, man. And then Jonathan says, why don't you support a natural-born citizen for president? Peggy says, I agree with Mr. Carson would be a very good ticket. Bonnie Allen, Ben is too laid back for VP. How do you know he's too laid back? Well, you don't think he blows his cool? Huh? Maybe the questions have been too stupid. He hasn't been able to get excited about them. Cabinet position wouldn't be bad, Surgeon General. He doesn't like the drug deals that are being made. You know, Obama just made the biggest drug deal in the history of drugs. He went to Cuba and made an agreement with the biggest drug dealer in Cuba, Fidel Castro. 5 years ago, Fidel Castro was worth $670 million. A lot of drugs come into Cuba. And by the way, if you think that communism is racial equality, you got to go to a Cuban prison and watch the dark-skinned blacks being called the N-word and being beaten by the lighter-skinned communists. I never thought that this is possible. But my best friend, there's this one saboteur that comes on. His name is Ashu Gupta. He's got a different name every time he comes on. He tells you how you can make money. It's unbelievable. They get in on these websites. Letha Morrow says, oh, come on, really. Stir it up and pick Miss Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin would be good, says Diane. But I like Carson. And this one's called Jesse Ventura. Yeah, that worked out great for President McCain. Oh, wait. President McCain. John McCain. You know what John McCain got? He got the sympathy vote and the thank you vote from all the vets like me. Thank you for getting the Jane Fonda workout at the Hanoi Hilton. And every time I see you try to raise your arms, I know how much you suffered for us. And I know they broke you. But I got to tell you, if I was there, they wouldn't even have to use the rope. I would give them all the information. What do you want to know? How many carriers are out there? Do you want the names and the addresses? Mainstream media is not saying a word. And don't worry. Don't worry. You'll get a different vice president. Ben Carson is the only deserving one. He is. And Alan West and Sheriff Clark, that guy, he should be made commander-in-chief of the military. Yeah. It's unbelievable. You ever see the Frank Luntz polls? They're so phony. They're all hand-picked Luntz rats. Oh, yeah, we're fair and balanced. There's nothing fair and balanced about Fox News anymore. They have an agenda. The magic word for today is agenda. What are we going to do? I guess we're going to have to sing Blue Moon.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong,
blue moon, you saw me standing alone.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, blue.
Oh, 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 dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, blue. Oh, 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 oh,
So, what do you think? What do you think? Are we going to hell in a handbasket? Is the country worse off today? It definitely is worse off morally. There is no love. Now, if you can get a bride into church, you're very lucky. Guys are not getting married. They're afraid of the alimony payments. There are all kinds of horror stories. And you know what's sad? I read of a few episodes where girls married GIs who were going overseas to get the insurance money if they didn't come back. That's rotten. That's rotten. It's unbelievable. There's no love. There was more love when we were silly little teeny boppers. We had fascination. And there was no birth control, so you didn't play with fire. Birth control has caused a lot of problems. 4,700 babies died today. They were cut to pieces. Their eyes, feet, hands were sold. For money. In 2014, 10,000 Americans OD'd on heroin alone. If you want to see what's happening to your country, go to an emergency room on a Friday night. It is really sad. Obama has covered up the casualty count of all the American lives he's lost in Afghanistan. Bush lost 461 in Afghanistan. Obama lost more than 2,400. We don't know the exact figure because as soon as he came into office, they stopped showing the dead on TV and blaming Bush and showing the names and the towns and the faces of the young GIs who died, those 911 New Yorkers, and sticking a mic in a mother's face and showing up at her son's funeral, glad that he's dead. That's the same as spitting on non-vets coming back. And who did that? The draft dodgers. And where are the draft dodgers now? The people who said never trust anybody over 40. Well, they're over 40 now. They're in the House. They're in the Senate. They're on the benches. They're in the schools. They're in the universities. And they're brainwashing the next jerk that comes off the assembly line. And they're making this country ripe for a takeover. So, we got to go back to basics. First thing we got to do is learn how to love one another. Get married in church and take an oath. Take the oath before God and ask God to bless your marriage. Hookups are for B-52s and fuel carriers. You got to get back to the Chapel of Dreams. In the 50s, at least one out of five songs had God in them. How's that? Here's one by Frankie Lane, who lost his girl.
Answer me, Lord above. Just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine, yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you.
We'll close with the Harp Tones, My One and Only Love. And don't forget, Trump is love. And I'd love for you to vote for El Trumbo. Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe. Have a nice night, folks.